Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a mother-daughter knitting production. This is episode 75 and has been sponsored by Crown Mountain Farms, Knit Pearls So What, and Pearlescence Yarns. This week I'm joined by co-host Gregory, and our segments include
On the Needles,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
and Straw into Gold. Come on, let's chat. Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. Let's start with what you really came to hear for, and we'll start with Mom's health update, and then we'll launch into the show.
This is Gigi with my one-minute health update. The last week has been quite hectic. We've had some ups and we've had some downs. Right now, the doctors are fiddling with my meds to find an optimal solution. I wanted to thank everybody for their very kind messages in Ravelry. I've been reading them, and I can't tell you how well they make me feel and how cherished, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you. In the meantime, I've asked Gregory to sit in for me for this week's show, and hopefully I'll be back and doing my own part in next week's show. So in the meantime, enjoy.
As I mentioned earlier, my guest co-host this week is back by popular demand. Hi, Gregory.
Well, hello again.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It's great having you. Thank you so much for sitting in for Mom.
Not a problem.
So, go ahead.
I'm concerned about Gigi, and I hope she's doing better. When I saw her in the hospital the other day, she looked great.
Yeah. She's doing better. They're just getting her, you know, her stuff worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you working on? Let's get into the meat of it.
Okay. Well, I just finished a nice alpaca gray scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice basket stitch, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to go up north to my Sifu David. And
do you want to explain what a Sifu is?
Oh, Sifu. I've talked about it before, my Tai Chi-ness and my involvement. My Sifu, it's a fatherly term for teacher in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And he is who I've been studying with for many years up in Oregon. Hello, Sifu David. Hope you're doing well. I just got back from Santa Rosa, a set of socks I've been working on.
Cool.
It's in the, I believe it's the autumn pattern.
The color?
Yeah.
That looks like petroglyph from Lisa Souza.
It's Lisa Souza, but I believe they called it autumn.
It might be.
Okay. Because it does have those colors.
It does.
Gosh, has it been that long since I...
It might just be. Do you have the tag in the bag?
No, I don't.
It's okay.
Okay. Anyway, I can look that up.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
It's very handsome. Andrew was heckling us earlier because Gregory was pulling out his knitting to show me, and I said, oh, it's pretty. And then I went, no, it's very handsome, because they are very masculine colors. It's golds and charcoal and browns. Yep.
I will get a picture posted to my Ravelry page.
And I'll link to your Ravelry page in the show notes.
Okay, great.
Terrific. Talk about the pattern.
The pattern is one I came up with on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It is a double set of cables with three sets around the ankle. Is that
mm-hmm.
what you, yeah. And then a couple of them come down, and then the two double sets join near the toe. Anyway,
cool.
I'm almost done. You see how it kind of comes down.
Yeah.
And done with one. And those are for my niece, Jennifer.
Nice. What size feet does she wear?
Very small.
They should go pretty quick then.
I think I conferred with you some time ago about that.
Perhaps.
Anyway.
Perhaps. Are they a Christmas gift or just a general I'm knitting for Jennifer gift?
I never knit with a deadline. It just doesn't work for me.
Very true.
What are you working on?
I am finishing. Actually, I should talk about what I finished already.
Oh.
I finished the serpentine mitts for Mom. I talked about last week how I freaked out about how, like, her stay in the hospital is extended somehow connected to me not finishing the mitts. I know it's completely illogical.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. but those are done. And I cast on the cowl she asked me to do. Mom had an IV in her neck for the surgery, and it left, you know, a mark.
Right.
And she's still healing, so she asked me to make her a cowl. So I'm making basically a ribbed cowl, which it looks really tiny now, but it's going to block enormous.
Hmm.
And I echoed the cable from the serpentine mitts.
Oh, yeah.
On one side, just to add a little interest. And it's mm-hmm. kind of going to hit her right where the IV sat. So it's going to be like a pretty little detail to cover.
You mean right where the vampire got her?
Basically. It does look like a vampire. A clumsy, nearsighted vampire got my mom. So it's just awful. So this is very close to being finished. I should actually finish it while we're recording tonight. And then, I mean, I should be finishing it because that's what I'm working on. So by the end of the episode, the knitting will be done and it will be blocking tonight.
Cool.
So that's what I've been working on. What else have you got on the needles?
Well, I dragged a, what do you call it?
An UFO?
UFO out of my stash, an alpaca sweater I've been working on. We're going to talk about that a little later.
Okay. What kind of pattern did you use?
Again, my own kind of design. It's what I call a cascading cable. Looks mm-hmm. kind of like a water cascade. No real division between no ribbing is involved. It just, you know,
flows.
And then right in the center, I have a triple cable going down the center.
Is that one of the Elizabeth Lavold ones? I know you really like using the charts out of that book.
I am fond of her, and it was inspired by one of those. Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Good memory.
You know, I used to sell yarn. It's the one thing I remember. Like, I can't tell you what I ate yesterday, but I can tell you what you're knitting with. That's Inca alpaca, isn't it?
Inca alpaca?
Yeah.
Well,
Oh, no. Oh, not Inca alpaca.
Yes. I'm glad I still have the card. It was from Honey Lane Farms. They're located at the San Juan Islands up in Washington State.
Now, did you get that at Stitches last year?
The year before.
Okay.
Actually, 2 years ago. Yeah, it's okay. So I'm admitting how long ago this project is.
It could be worse. We've got older UFOs kicking around the house. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I love it's this purple with these nice subdued colors all throughout. And anyway, I had high hopes for it, but it
attacked.
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll get there. What are the buttons on the table? They look very pretty, handsome.
I bought them specifically to go with that pattern. A nice
Celtic knot.
Celtic knot. Thank you.
That's, yeah, you're welcome.
From Abbey Yarns.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
No worries. Voice there. Yeah, Blackwater Abbey sells some really cool stuff. I really like the patterns they sell, and they sell a really nice heathered wool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a, like, next-to-the-skin type of wool. It's definitely got some of the lanolin still in it. It's still very, like, I want to say mill-spun because it's got that nice springy quality that, like, commercial yarns tend to lack.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never actually knit anything with it. I have high hopes. Mm-hmm. So I keep – every year I go and I touch everything and I buy a stack of patterns and I never quite decide. So maybe mm-hmm. this year that's what I'll get.
Hmm.
Maybe. Speaking of things that are coming up, are you planning on doing the Revolympics this year?
I haven't done it in years past. I don't have a project in mind.
You have until February to figure it out.
Okay.
Well, I might try and talk you into joining our team.
Okay.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with the Knitting Olympics, I'm sorry, the Revolympics, they were the Knitting Olympics 4 years ago, but now they're the Revolympics. Because Stephanie Pearl McPhee, the yarn harlot, I think she invented them.
Mm-hmm.
Did she invent them?
Yeah, I was under the impression it was all her.
It started with her.
Okay.
And then it kind of got enormous.
Maybe she just popularized it? I don't know.
I think we'll give her credit this time.
Okay.
Okay. So officially, according to the Knit More Girls podcast, Stephanie Pearl McPhee invented the Knitting Olympics.
Set your source.
Exactly. That's Andrew in the background. He'll be giving a book review in a minute with Gregory. But anyway, so the Revolympics are setting a personal goal to complete during the Olympics, which I think is fantastic. I'm big on goal setting, and so is Mom. It's about setting reasonable goals. So we will be having our own Revolympics team, and we're actually looking for a logo. So if you're of the graphic designy persuasion, please feel free to either put it up in the Ravelry group or email it to us at knitmoregirls@yahoo.com, and whoever has the best logo will get a prize of some flavor. So, Yeah, we have a whole stack of stuff that's just awesome to give away, and we have all these contests coming up, and I'm itching to give it away. So, one small administrative note before we go into the book review. I wanted to mention, if you won a prize in the Pick a Contest, I will be shipping those as soon as Mom is out of the hospital. I'm really sorry. I've been a little preoccupied. I promise that the day after she's home, I will ship stuff out. So there is that. So I'm going to step aside and hand my mic over to Andrew, and you will have Andrew and Gregory reviewing. What is this? Never knit your man a sweater unless you've got the ring. So why don't you guys talk about how you felt about the book, and I will just sit off to the side.
So Andrew, you're here again. I have a sudden desire for a beer. I don't know where that came.
The beer
from.
Is right behind you on the counter.
Oh, thank you.
There's some in the fridge too if you're in the mood.
Well.
Excellent.
I'm not going to let the joke go. You can actually have the beer.
So anyway.
So we were looking through the book, and I guess my first impression of it is, last time we talked about what's important in a men's knitting book, and it was simplicity and color and minimalism and patterns. And I would say everything in this book hits it. I actually can't find a pattern in this book that I don't like, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, the color selection in there is great. I mean, even the Argyle socks that, you know, normally I'm not a fan, but it, for whatever reason, their particular selection of colors really struck me. The hat, for some reason, I don't know, it's just a simple multicolored thing, but it's really nice.
I'm flipping through it, and I'm looking for the vest that struck my eye the first time, so I can start hinting to Jasmine about...
Oh, is that the one that zips up the front?
Well, no, there's the one that's got a nice X pattern in it. There, yep, okay, it has a zipper. So maybe without the zipper, but the diamond vest I thought was really, really fantastic. Mm-hmm. They call it the zippy diamond vest because it's got a zipper in the front, but without the zipper, I think that would look really good at work. Mm-hmm. And it's a one simple pattern, all in one color, so you could do a lot of things.
Okay.
But I think the only thing in it that I have a complaint about is the computer cozy for your laptop computer. A nice little sleeve to slide
you
your laptop
didn't
in.
Like that?
Well, being that computers, if anything, have problems because they're too warm, I thought getting a knit sleeve for your computer might be a bad idea, but that was just my opinion. But at the same time, I could see how that might be a nice gift. I just wouldn't recommend giving it to anybody ever.
It also occurs to me that, well, computers do not like moisture, and if you ever got that wet, or if you're in a wet climate such as the Northwest, I do know people up there complain about, you know, high humidity and colder climates, and I can just see a knit cozy holding on to any liquid that might be spilled on it.
Well, it's interesting because the other kind of cozies that I've seen for computers are neoprene.
Right.
And is neoprene water resistant at all? I don't really know.
I think it is, isn't it?
Well, but they use it for wetsuits, which is why I'm confused. So I don't, well, anyhow, but
yeah,
I mean, it's, yeah, I guess if you poured liquid over neoprene, you'd have a few seconds, whereas with a knit wool, it'd probably be the end of it right away, but still, I don't know. I go with the neoprene sleeves just because they seem to hold their shape pretty well, and I've always been very happy with mine, so
okay.
I don't know, but besides that, I'd give this a 2 thumbs up and lots of stars. I was very pleased flipping through it.
Yeah, I'd agree. It was a really good book.
It seems like in every men's knitting book I tend to flip through, and I find the one pattern I was like, seriously? Really? Were you thinking about this? Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen with this book, though. So I thought that was really nice.
It didn't occur to me at first, but I guess what was pointed out to me later was that the name turned off a few folks.
I could see that. Yeah. But what's the saying? Never judge a book by its cover?
Yeah.
So...
there you go.
Excellent. I liked it. Yeah, I liked it.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Good to see you.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Knit, Purl, So What introduces the Knit and Walk. This little bag allows the knitter to, knit and walk. Just insert the yarn, attach the bag to your wrist, and knit. They are perfect for sock, scarf, and other small projects.
You can find a link to Knit, Purl, So What at our show notes. So this week for Mother Knows Best, we wanted to talk a bit about knitting for family gatherings. Mm-hmm. And I was specifically thinking about like Thanksgiving, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about family gatherings.
Yes. Well, for me, knitting, well, you know, if I was traveling across the country, which I did do that recently, but I don't think the project is so important. Because mm-hmm. Basically I show up and I pull my knitting out and, well, everyone's instantly impressed no matter mm-hmm. what I'm working on. But the other point was that when people see me doing my knitting, I come across a happy, I find out things about my cousins, for cool. example. Hi, Pam and Tim. I recently was at this gathering and I pulled out my knitting and my cousin's wife, literally just slaps my cousin and says, "Why didn't you tell me you have a cousin who knits?" And it turns out they have an alpaca farm out in the middle of Iowa. Pinecrest Farms, for any of you who are in the Omaha area.
I think it's in Shelby.
Yes, it is in Shelby, but they describe themselves as being, I think, an hour outside of Omaha.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Clever.
Mm-hmm.
You going to get some alpaca?
I hope to soon. I'm planning on another trip back there in, about 6 months or so.
Cool. I have a different response. I am the only person who, all the nieces and nephews learned to knit at some point, but none of the adults are knitters in my extended family outside of my mom. Mm-hmm. So when I go to family functions with Andrew, I tend to pack small projects that I can work on and maintain eye contact while I'm working on them so that there isn't the perception that I'm not listening or I'm not paying attention or that I'm being antisocial, because these are a lot of things that people perceive. They don't understand that you can do two things at once.
Right.
Because knitters are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you ever have issues with, young ones getting hold of needles and suddenly yanking them out of your projects at family gatherings?
Not yanking them out of projects, and it actually wasn't at my family gathering. The last time my knitting was snarled was I was getting help from a four-year-old, and he was advancing my ball of yarn. Because with small kids, I like to include the young kids when I'm doing stuff, because they watch mm-hmm. and they want to be involved. And if they're really little, I'll let them hang on to my needles and I'll do all the manipulation. And it takes a little bit longer, but they feel like they're doing something and they're having a good time. And I've got someone small in my lap and it's fun for everybody. This was more hands-on. He kind of eviscerated the ball of yarn and the project kind of hit a screaming halt because I have to untangle the ball of yarn before I can finish it.
But still, that was kind of you. He got him involved and
it was okay.
Yeah.
I should have been paying better attention. It was really my fault, not his. But, that hasn't been a problem for me. It's not the kids. The kids just, because Andrew and I have been together so long, mm-hmm. we've been together, 8.5 years now? We haven't been married that long, but mm-hmm. I've been going to family functions and the kids have grown up watching me knit. So that it's just something. It's like showing up with my arms. It's not spectacular,
Okay. Maybe that's the difference for me. I'm traveling to the Midwest, to Iowa, and these people haven't seen me in 20 years, and now my cousins are having kids. And
yeah, it's a different group. When I was first hanging out with them, it was kind of exciting and new, and now it's just like, oh, yeah, what are you working on? Oh, cool, you know? But I think it will be different this year, because I'm actually planning to show up to Thanksgiving with the sweater I'm going to be knitting for. I'm pointing at the yarn. It's sitting on the table being pretty. This is the sweater I'm knitting for Boo, because she outgrew her last sweater and was very enthusiastic about the new sweater. Okay. So I figure if I don't have it finished by Thanksgiving, because it's not even wound yet, that I can work on it there and I won't get much flack because it's for one of the kids who's actually sitting there. So. And it doesn't really matter. The flack is not a big deal. It's always, gentle teasing, like, oh, ha ha, your knitting must be very, very interesting. And, mm-hmm. you know, even mm-hmm. if it's something totally mindless.
Yes.
So, yeah. Isn't it interesting, though, how the gender dynamics are different?
It is.
So.
It is. But I think we touched on this subject years and years ago when we talked about knitting in class.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember that? I think we had similar responses from college professors.
Yeah. So college professors on the whole, not into knitting, it seems. But yeah, that's okay. I mean, if you're paying attention, it doesn't really matter. But
right.
for this specific thing, we don't want to alienate our families.
Right.
We want them to feel like they're included. But, you know, if you're just sitting around and eating and or in our case, because, you know, during the meal, I don't knit. But afterwards, there's always that lovely long period after the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Where everyone just kind of sits and relaxes and you have your,
everyone's going into food coma.
Exactly. And they're chatting or they'll put in a movie and that's right. when my knitting comes out.
Okay.
So normally I don't whip out my knitting, you know, while I'm waiting for the turkey to get carved or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually more socially savvy. It's usually when we're sitting around socializing or just relaxing by the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah. So it's about being appropriate with your families and making sure you're paying enough attention. And, for example, I know I can't turn cables and carry a conversation. I can listen and turn cables, but not so much with the talking. So if I'm expected to participate in a conversation, I take a sock or something easy. So, yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my Mother Knows Best of the week.
Okay.
And now a word from our sponsors. Crown Mountain Farms will be opening up registration for not one, but three different clubs on November 17th. In the Knitting for Fun Club, we will do a TAM, fingerless gloves, summer lace scarf, socks, hat and boot toppers, all patterns provided by Lisa Ellis Designs. The kit, one skein plus a pattern, is available for $25 with free shipping. Additional information about all of our clubs can be found on our homepage. The Sock Hop Yarn Club will have four shipments of two skeins and one pattern each in 2010. Each shipment will cost $50 and include shipping costs. There will also be a Fiber Club, which we'll give details on in next week's ad. Go to crownmountainfarms.com for details and registration.
It's when knitting attacks!
Well, I've only been working on the cowl this week, really.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your knitting.
My knitting. Well, as mentioned earlier, I have a UFO I pulled out of my stash.
Mm-hmm.
The lovely cardigan. But unfortunately, I counted wrong. I cast on, I don't know how many stitches, but I tried it on, and of course, it is far too small. I am actually most of the way through it. I shouldn't say most of the way. I was almost to the point where I'm getting ready to connect up the shoulders.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's not...
too small?
Well...
Are we in that land where we could pretend like we could block it to the right size?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Could it be perhaps for someone who you happen to be podcasting with, that size too small? Notice how I'm trying to scam a new cardigan?
Yeah, I see that, but...
it's really stunning.
Yeah. I love the color. Mm-hmm. You know, I picked out the purple because, I don't know.
It's actually more of an eggplant, if you ask me, than a purple.
Oh, do you think?
Well, you say purple and I think Barney. You know?
Okay. No, you're right. You're right.
It's a very masculine purple.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just stunning. Did you take notes or anything while you were knitting it?
Not that I could find. I didn't have anything
with it
yeah. when I pulled it out. But, you know, I think rather than, even though I'm not sure I'm ever going to find these folks again, I don't know if they're going to be at Stitches again, but mm-hmm. I will definitely look for them.
How much more of the yarn do you have?
It was... I think I had like six more skeins of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have quite a bit. You know, when I bought it, I made sure I was going to have enough to finish the sweater. So
yeah.
I could start something else and then see how it goes.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I'm rather than pull it out because I love how it's come out and Someone will love this sweater, I'm sure.
Isn't your niece close to my size?
Yes.
Aha.
A couple of them are. I also have a godson in New Zealand who might. He's a 14-year-old. I'm sure he could love it for, well, at the rate he's growing.
12 seconds.
Yeah. could love it for a while, but then, yeah.
Cool.
I'm sure somebody out there will love this sweater.
Well, that's the nice thing about when you knit something the wrong size, especially if you find out towards the end of the project that it's the wrong size. There is always someone who it'll fit. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to get you back on the air to find out how that worked out.
Okay.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Our friends at the Pearlescence Shop will be closed on Monday, November 23rd through Thursday, November 26th for the Thanksgiving holiday. We will reopen at 6 a.m. Friday, November 27th for our fourth annual Pajama Jammy Jam. Get out your jammies, grab your robe, slip on your slippers. The Pajama Jammy Jam is coming. Every year, we open super early on the day after Thanksgiving for our biggest sale of the year. Mark your calendars for 6 a.m. Friday, November 27th, and get ready to save, save, save.
This week for Straw into Gold, I'm going to talk a little about what I'm spinning and some fleeces that came in the mail this week.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing just a little bit of spinning every week because I haven't had a lot of time at home and there isn't a lot of room at the hospital to spin, even mm-hmm. with my little teeny wheel. Mm-hmm. So what I've been working on when I have time to spin is I worked on some of the Crown Mountain Farms Superwash Merino in Tobacco Road. So here's the first bobbin of it.
Nice.
It's very fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like deep browns and coppers and some light bits and some dark bits. And I love spinning it. And I basically picked something out that reminded me of fall on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have enough green to be truly a fall on the East Coast, but you know.
Or a true yellow.
I would actually say this reminds me more of like the Badlands.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Exactly. You put it on its side and it looks exactly like the hills in the Badlands.
It does. It does.
So I'm really enjoying spinning that. And you know, it's my favorite stuff to spin. So this week we actually got, and by we, I mean Aaron from Brass Needles and I mm-hmm. got a box from Sherry this week. Mm. And a box from Sherry is like Christmas coming early every time. Because I'm never quite sure what's going to show up in the box because mm-hmm. I just send a whole pile of fleeces. And she sends them back as she finishes them. So this week we got my Barbie Dream Fleece from the Monterey Wool Auction. And I say it like that because I saw it and I was like, oh, I have to have this fleece. This is the fleece I've been dreaming of my whole life. And it's brown. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful brown merino and it's this one.
Okay.
And it's chocolate brown and it's the same color as my eyes. And it's soft and it was clean and it was just everything nice. I've always been looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that one came, and I was pretty excited. I'm going to spin that after I'm done spinning some other stuff, but I'm really looking forward to it. We got the rest of Frank. Now, I think I mentioned last week that Frank was from the winery,
mm-hmm.
and I thought he'd been a little low yield because I thought he was at like a 10-pound fleece, and then Megan had 3 pounds, and I had hand-processed a pound, which means we sent 6 pounds to Sherry,
mm-hmm.
and we got back 3.5 pounds last week. And then in this week's box, we got another 5 pounds. So it turned out he wasn't so low yield after all. Because after Megan had decided that she'd screwed up her bits because she thought she'd overwashed it.
Okay.
So I said, we'll just send it back to Sherry. And if she can't salvage it, then she'll compost it or whatever. And if she can salvage it, awesome.
There you go.
So it ended up being a really high yield fleece.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, we ended up getting like 8.5 pounds out of a 10-pound fleece. And it was so greasy that we thought we were going to lose a lot more weight. But right. He's just huge. And he's gorgeous. He's like this dark brown with these light bits. Just like salt and pepper streaks through him.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really pretty. I got Hollyberry, who was a really, really interesting mix. This one, Asia posts on the Sock Prawn blog. She'd posted a trade in the magical spin or die swapping group, I think it is, on Ravelry. And she put up like 5 different fleeces and she was going to put up, I don't know, 6 ounces each of each. And we ended up talking on the side, and I was like, I'll trade you all of the fleeces for all of this yarn I don't want. Mm-hmm. And she was super excited about the yarn, and I was super excited about the fleeces. So it worked out. And this is the first one that's come back from Sherry, and its parentage is rather interesting. Holly Berries originates from Merry Meadows Farms, which is a California farm, and I've actually bought fleeces from them before. The father of this sheep was a Cormo Corriedale cross, and the mother was a Corriedale Romney Finn Dorset Targhee cross. So that's seven different things in this fleece, and it's like a taupe color. But it feels incredible. So I will let you know how Hollyberry spins up. She's rather exciting. I'm shuffling the comforter bags that I store fleeces in around while I talk about them. So I was pretty excited about that. And then we got the last of the charcoal fleece from Nancy Burns. Now, I mentioned last week, I think, or maybe I didn't, that this is one of the fleeces we got because we saw it and we're like, oh, this is a pretty color and a good quality fleece. But we're not going to bid it up. We're just going to pay opening bid, and if other people bid it up, we're just going to let it go.
Okay.
I think that might be my favorite fleece that we ended up with because the color is just phenomenal. Let me show it to you as I pull it out. It's actually really a lovely fleece, and it feels great, and it's got the best color. It would make a fantastic steampunk sweater.
That is.
I dig it out. Yeah. Let me stick it over there.
Okay.
Yep. As we pass fleeces. Yes. My kitchen is rather full of fleece right now. Isn't that beautiful?
Nice. Yeah, that's going to come out really good.
I think it's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
With some really like steel looking buttons. I think it'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some cables. Perfect. I have a dream. Mm-hmm. And we got a ton of that one. That one ended up being over 5.5 pounds. And it started at like 7.5. So we had really, really good luck this year at the wool auction. So that's it for what we're doing. And next week, hopefully, there will be more spinning so that I can actually talk about working on some of these fleeces.
Yeah, hopefully Gigi will be back. And
we're hoping. Mom's hope is to be home by this next Friday. So we'll see. Keep thinking good thoughts. They work.
Of course.
This week, we'd like to thank show sponsors, Knit Pearl So What, Crown Mountain Farms, and Pearlescence Yarns, our supporters, and most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything we've talked about in this week's show can be found at the show notes page, which is located at knitmoregirls.blogspot.com. And you can send any comments, questions, feedback, whatever to us at knitmoregirls@yahoo.com. Thanks again for all your kind words and well wishes towards my mom. I hope to see her home this week as well.
This is Gregory
and Jasmine telling you to knit more.